Day 48, Friday, December 16th. Genesis 51-14 NKJV. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants the physicians to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were required for him, for such are the days required for those who are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. Now when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, If now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the hearing of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Behold, I am dying, in my grave which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan, there you shall bury me. Now therefore, please let me go up and bury my father, and I will come back. And Pharaoh said, Go up and bury your father, as he made you swear. So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as all the house of Joseph, his brothers, and his father's house. Only their little ones, their flocks, and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great gathering. Then they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, and they mourned there with a great and very solemn lamentation. He observed 7 days of mourning for his father. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, This is a deep mourning of the Egyptians. Therefore its name was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. So his sons did for him just as he had commanded them. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite as property for a burial place. And after he had buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers and all who went up with him to bury his father. Daily deep dive. Verse 2, here Joseph gives specific orders to the physicians, the same Hebrew word used for heal/healing/healed, compared Genesis 20:17 or Exodus 21:19, to embalm his father. Jameson Fawcett Brown commentary states the following about the process of embalming. The process of embalmment consisted in infusing a great quantity of resinous substances into the cavities of the body, after the intestines had been removed, and then a regulated degree of heat was applied to dry up the humors, as well as decompose the tarry materials which had been previously introduced. 30 days were allotted for the completion of this process, 40 more were spent in anointing it with spices. The body, tanned from this operation, being then washed, was wrapped in numerous folds of linen cloth, the joinings of which were fastened with gum, and then it was deposited in a wooden chest made in the form of a human figure. Verse 3, from the JFB commentary of verse 2, we understand this entire process took 70 days. The UCG reading plan adds the following. Mourning the death of Jacob with Joseph as they would for Egyptian royalty illustrates the great respect the Egyptians had for Joseph, the man whom God had used to save them from famine and by whom their nation was greatly enriched. Verse 4, Joseph must ask help of those of Pharaoh's court to send a message to Pharaoh. Adam Clark's commentary states, But why did not Joseph apply himself? Because he was now in his mourning habits, and in such none must appear in the presence of the eastern monarchs. CS_4-2. Verse 7, JFB commentary records that this journey was 300 miles. Notice that Pharaoh had sent servants and elders of both his house and land with Joseph and his family. John Gill states his senators and counselors, his courtiers and principal officers of state, governors of provinces and cities, the chief officers, civil and military, all which was done by the orders of Pharaoh, out of respect to Joseph and his family, and to make the funeral procession grand and honorable. This must have been some procession. Verse 8, John Gill adds about this verse, which was done both for the sake of honor and grandeur, and for safety and defense, should they be attacked by robbers in the deserts, or opposed by the Canaanites, and be refused the use of the cave of Machpelah, and the right to it disputed. Additionally, he adds both for quantity and quality, The attendants at this funeral were very numerous, and many of them great personages, and upon the whole was a very honorable company, as the word signifies, and made a very great figure and grand appearance.